19 years old when I got into the Big 12. Just kidding. No,
not even close. As much as people tell us it helps them, it's helping that we're getting so much out of it as well. So, yeah.
I love being able to call John O'Neill and talk to him.
You know, losers have excuses and winners have programs. So yeah. I figured that I'd just call it up.
I've heard it said that a referee can make up to 7 decisions per play.
Let's just get right to the news.
And I have never known 10-2-5-A-1 better than I do right now.
Thank
you. A genuine love of football that came from my dad. I don't know how close this episode will air to Father's Day, but how about a shout out to all the dads out there?
So happy birthday to the United States of America.
Yes.
So we're recording on the 4th of July, just let's put it out there. I don't know when this is going to go out, but it's not on the 4th, but that's when we're talking today.
Yes.
And this is different for us.
It is different.
It's in the a.m.
It's in the morning.
The vocals haven't been warmed up, as you can tell.
Right.
But this should be fun.
Yep. Good stuff.
So good day to everybody that's listening.
Good day.
Thank you for tuning in and downloading and however else you may do that. We appreciate all that support. So.
We do. Thank you so much.
And to the patrons out there.
Patrons.
You know who you are. Thank you so much.
Yes, you do. I mean, yeah, I'm always blown away every time we get another email that someone's contributing their hard-earned dollar or dollars. And so thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Helps us out a lot.
It does. It helps get the bills paid. So, hey, what do you got going on today on the 4th of July of 2019?
You know, just celebrating America, doing American things like, barbecuing.
Yep.
But we'll go down to, there's a waterfront down here where they have the Freedom Fair, you know about it, but folks may not.
Somebody told me before you move on, that's like the top, in the top 5 of the largest celebrations.
Really?
For this day.
Yeah.
In the country. The Freedom Fair. Now, do you believe everything on the internet? I don't know, but I was told that. So, interesting, fun fact. It is.
We have a long waterfront. It's might, I don't know how many miles it is.
It is, I think, 2.2 miles. Because if you go back and forth, it's almost a 5K.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, it's more than 5K, almost 4 miles.
Yeah, so it's like just managing unobstructed views of the water. It's a park-like setting, sidewalk all the way down. So, they have vendors and shows, and there's an air show. There's all kind of stuff going on down there, and it's just good to walk up and down. And
it's people, a good time. People watching.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then we'll barbecue a little bit later, so.
That's right. Okay, good. That's the same plan for us, basically, yeah.
Cool.
Go and visit, my dad lives down by that area. We'll go hang out with him for a little bit and say hello to them. And
good stuff.
Same thing, so no different.
No different.
Barbecue it up.
Yes.
So.
Try to keep all our fingers intact by the end of the day.
Do we have any emails or comments we want to read today from outsiders?
Not really. I just want to just say this. We have gotten emails.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were suggesting things or requesting things, but, you know, stuff that we don't, you know, probably need to share with folks.
Uh-huh.
If we didn't get to you, like, there's some things we need to. One of the guys sent us a great document.
Yes. I want to touch it. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That we should share with folks, but we just haven't gotten around to looking at it. And, but we will.
Right.
So, Anthony, that's who it was.
Yes.
Go ahead and, you know, don't think we forgot about you.
Right.
It's out there. It's on our list of things to do, but it's kind of clinic season, so we kind of try to prepare for that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's something I've been thinking about as of late. One was, I remember last year when I re-recorded the outro. It says, please send us your emails. I promise we'll read them all. And we do.
Yeah.
So that is a fact that Dwayne just mentioned. But I like the idea that I think we're going to, well, maybe we'll have a conversation a little bit more down the road,
yeah.
That if somebody out there has presentations
mm-hmm.
or a study material that they have built or designed or come up with, like Anthony's,
yeah,
and you want to share it with the masses, we'd be more than happy, I would assume,
yeah.
to put it on our website with credit.
With credit.
Due yep. to whoever built it.
Yep.
But it's a way that you could share your hard work mm-hmm. to help you study something and give it to somebody else. So
yes,
that's what I pulled from when I saw this document that Anthony put together. This is really good.
Yeah.
But we'll touch on more of that later. But down yeah. the road we'll put it up there. But so that's what I wanted to say about that, because I'm glad you brought that up, because that was bouncing around in my head this week, and I think it was a very good. Yeah. He put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. Let's put that. You can tell. Yes. You can tell. Definitely. So
okay. So there's something I want to say.
Yeah.
Go. I'll let you lead the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So one of our first guests and someone near and dear to our heart because he's our first college commissioner,
uh-huh. right?
College supervisor, Mr. Mike Burton.
Yep.
So we wanted to congratulate him. He's gotten some good news. He's going to be the national coordinator of officials at the Division II level.
Yeah.
And so it's the first time somebody's taken this position. It's a new position.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the best. He's the best person I can think of. He's just a great supervisor and just in person in general, mm-hmm. right? So we wanted to put that out there and congratulate him. So
yeah, because he's worked very hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well-deserving. Interested to see what this role entails.
Mm-hmm.
He hopefully will talk to us a little bit about it next year.
Yeah.
After he feels it out and see what it's about. But we're interested in talking with him about that once he gets a year under his belt and see what that goes. But yep. he will, guaranteed, will make the Division II level better.
Absolutely.
At a national level.
Absolutely.
So.
No doubt.
We just wanted to give him a little shout out and congratulations, because that's a pretty cool step in his journey. So,
yep.
Okay, how to reach us? Same as every week.
But just in case you started,
yes,
53 for some reason,
right? And working backwards,
it's rule11officials.com. There's a contact us form at the bottom. There's a subscribe. Text box where you can put your email and get email updates from us. Suggest you do that because a lot of good
stuff.
It's
where you get the gold.
It's where you get the gold. Twitter at Rule 11 Officials and just straight up email Rule 11 Officials@gmail.com. So
love it. Yep. That's it. That's the spot. So what are we going to talk about today? Oh, yeah, that's it.
What?
We're moving on.
Yeah. So, what are we talking about?
We're going to have a little rule talk. This is going to be a part one of two.
Yes.
And a little series on a specific rule that we haven't opened the book. Well, I mean, we've opened the book to this page, but not on this forum.
Right. So rule five.
Uh-huh.
Rule five, it's entitled Series of Downs and Line to Gain.
Yep.
And so today we're going to talk about rule 5.1.
Right.
There's
three pages to this rule.
Three pages.
That's it.
Two sections. We're going to tackle one section today on this podcast and then another one on a future podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So that's what we're going to do today. So
that is.
So with that said,
yeah,
let's just get after it. What do you say?
Let me hit this quote.
Oh, I forgot. God, see, you know, it's too early in the morning.
It's way early.
Let's quote it up.
Let's see. This is from Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay.
It says, to handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart.
Mm.
There you go.
Always deep.
Deep. Keeping it deep.
Keeping it deep. Okay, here we go.
Let's see. Let's
5.1.
How we jumping into this thing?
Let's just start with the definitions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, I'll let you tackle that.
So, 5.1, it says, 5.1, the title of it is A Series, Started, Broken, or Renewed. So I thought we'd find a definition for a series.
Series, yep.
And talk about that
yes.
first.
Yep.
So series says, in Rule 2.24.1 says a series comprises up to four consecutive downs that each begins with a snap.
Yes, a snap.
Okay, so we're not talking about, kicks, free kicks,
right?
It's got to begin with a snap.
Yes, and you'll see after I was kind of reading through this and breaking this thing up for this little talk, you'll find a common theme. This is a pretty simply worded rule, is what I'm saying, rule in the sections in the articles, with very little exceptions written into the book. There's a couple.
Right.
But there's more that I think you'll hear us talk about that aren't written, but are just kind of known on the field, and you'll get the gist of it when we're going,
right?
You'll feel that, and maybe I'll make a mention of that's what I'm talking about when we get to those points. But it's pretty straightforward. So you really gonna have to. The way I want to put this is majority of these rules and the way they're written are pretty self-explanatory. So to touch on some things or to touch on some of the exceptions that aren't written in the book, and we'll get there and we'll see what that looks like. So,
all right.
Okay. So we're 5.1, a series started broken and renewed, as Dwayne read earlier. So 5.1.1 is when to award a series. And this has 5.1.1 has A, B, C, D, E, and F within 5.1. So we'll start with A. And this says a series of up to four consecutive scrimmage downs, kind of what was read in the definition, shall be awarded to the team that is next to put the ball in play by a snap, kind of like what's said in the definition, after a free kick, touchback, fair catch, or change of team possession, or to the offensive team in overtime. Excuse me. So what I wanted to touch on was a couple things. It's pretty simple. A new series is going to get a new first and 10 is going to be awarded to a team after one of these things happens. That's pretty normal. We don't even think about that on game day. It's just natural, right? So here's an example. Ace ball, third and five at the 50, right in the middle of the field, and the quarterback, A7, is intercepted. Team B runs to the A15 and he fumbles, and then A80 recovers the ball again at the A10. So we have the old ABA. And A is going to get a new series because of the possession of the team possession was changes. So that's pretty standard, pretty simple. So what I wanted to point out was one of the differences here is same thing, but we're going to change the field position a little bit. A third and five at the B20, but we're in overtime. Okay. So A22 runs and fumbles. B90 recovers and advances to the 50 and fumbles, and A80 recovers again and is down at the B25, back to where a possession series would start at the B25.
Yep.
So this is the same as above, just different yard lines, but in overtime, we do not award a new series after a change of possession because in overtime rules, it states that.
Right.
But it doesn't tell you that in Rule 5.
Right.
It doesn't have that exception written in there. So you see my point? Yeah. Here's our first one where the exception really isn't in there. And is it an exception or is it just a rule?
Conflict.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's just a conflict in rules. So.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it's why you have to read the entire book, right?
Right.
Because if you just came here and read this, then you would not.
You'd give the A new series in overtime unless you knew the overtime rules. So. Right. Okay, so then on B and C, I kind of combined B and C together. Okay, I'll read the two, and then I'll read a couple of notes I wrote down. So B says a new series shall be awarded to Team A if it is in legal possession of the ball on or beyond its line to gain when the ball is declared dead. And then C says a new series shall be awarded to Team B after fourth down if Team A has failed to earn a first down. Okay, so self-explanatory, basically. So a couple exceptions that I found to paragraph B, which is Team B getting the new series, if A has failed to reach. And I'll include paragraph C in the same discussion. So A's ball, fourth and two at the B12. So we're going in, and A22 runs to the B11.
Right.
Where he fumbles. The fumble is recovered by A76, at the B8. Okay? So it was 4th and 2. Our line of gain is the B10.
Mm-hmm.
The ball is declared dead beyond the line to gain.
Right.
When it says, like it says in B, but now we have another rule that takes us back to the B, to where it was fumbled.
Yeah.
Under the fourth down fumble rule. So this is going to be, and it'll be short, and then we're going to, but that's going to take us into to C, where it's going to be awarded to team B, because A is short of their line of gain on fourth down. Okay?
Correct.
Now here's another one. A's ball 4th and 4 at the B24. A22 runs into a side zone and fumbles at the B21.
Oop.
And the ball goes out of bounds at the B17.
Yes.
So the ball is declared dead beyond the line to gain in possession of Team A, except a forward fumble out of bounds rule brings us back to the spot of the fumble.
Yeah.
Which now puts us short of the line to gain, which now brings us to paragraph C, a new series shall be awarded to Team B.
Right.
If Team A has failed to reach the line to gain. So these aren't written in Rule 5.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, like I said, you got to know all the rules and all the book to piece these together, because they don't write the exceptions in Rule 5. It's just real cut and short, simple in Rule 5.
Right.
So that's what I...
That's a good point.
Okay. So that's B and C, kind of simple, but I wanted to point a couple of those things out. So now D says this, a new series, and we touched on the definition of a series, shall be awarded to Team B if Team A's scrimmage kick goes out of bounds or comes to rest and no player attempts to secure it. And there is an exception written in this one, Rule 851A.
Right.
Okay. A's ball, 4th and 14 at the A9. So we're backed up. They're going to punt the ball away. A19 has his punt attempt blocked at the goal line. Okay. The blocked scrimmage kick goes out of bounds over the end line.
Okay.
Team B will get the ball, right? They're going to get the ball, but they're not going to, because in the rule it says, oh, a new series shall be awarded to Team B
right.
if a kick goes out of bounds. Well, we have a scrimmage kick that's out of bounds.
Right.
But we're not going to get a new series. We're going to get a free kick falling the safety.
Right.
And then Team B will get the ball and then put it in play in the series following the free kick.
Correct.
So that's one that's a little different.
And just a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, you said exception rule 851A, that is the safety rule.
Right.
Right. So, so this example is an example of that exception. So
thank you for pointing that out.
Yep. Yeah. Cause like you said, a lot of these are self-explanatory, but, I mean, it's just good to go through them.
Yep.
And understand the wording of them. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to move on to E, right?
Yes.
And so E says, a new series shall be awarded to the team in legal possession when the ball is declared dead.
Uh-huh.
So the team in legal possession when the ball is declared dead.
Yep.
And so this list of four, examples or, we'll explain. I think Tyler went over this one a little bit. It says, if a change of team possession occurs during the down, and then at the end of all of these sentences, you can put what I read the first time. If a change of team possession occurs during the down, that's number one. And then I can go back and says, a new series shall be awarded to a team in legal possession when the ball is declared dead, right?
Yep.
And so if we have a change of, so we have B intercepting the ball,
uh-huh.
And then they're dead, and the ball is declared dead, and they're in legal possession at the end of the down,
mm-hmm.
They're going to get 1st and 10 in a new series of, so pretty simple.
Yep.
Same thing with ABA. A throws an interception, B fumbles, A recovers the ball, that fumble, and the ball is declared dead and it's legal possession,
mm-hmm.
Then they are going to get a new series of downs. So if they threw the interception on 2nd down, for instance, and we did the ABA thing,
right.
They're going to get 1st down,
right.
And start a new series.
Yes.
they one note on all of these, mm-hmm. there's no foul.
Right. Clean plays.
These are clean plays. Right. Yeah. We start introducing fouls, which is actually in 5.2, mm-hmm. which we'll cover in the next podcast. I don't know next, but in the future podcast. Right. That's when we'll introduce some fouls. Okay. So number two says, if a scrimmage kick crosses the neutral zone, again.
Now they give you the exception on this one.
They do.
Yep.
If a scrimmage kick crosses the neutral zone, a new series shall be awarded to the team in legal possession when the ball is declared dead. Mm-hmm. Exceptions. One, if the down is repeated.
Right.
So
foul,
if we get a foul
right.
and repeat the down.
Yep.
And number two, 6-3-7. Okay. And so 6-3-7 is what? Oh, it's a kick out of bounds
the goal lines.
Between the
or
goal
at rest.
Lines. Yep. Or at rest and no one recovers it.
Yes.
So or attempts to recover it.
Yep.
So in those cases, the team in possession was the team that kicked the ball, right?
Uh-huh.
So A kicks the ball, punts the ball. It goes out of bounds, untouched. Not that it matters. It goes out of bounds at the B10, right? Well, team A is technically in team possession.
Right.
So they're not going to get a new series. We know, and this is where another rule comes into place.
Yep.
Team B is going to get a new series.
And this realistically occurs when the ball crosses the neutral zone and right. goes out of bounds anywhere.
Correct.
Right. So unlike the example I had earlier where it never crossed and went out of the bounds behind yeah. the neutral zone. So if in my example, the ball crossed the neutral zone by a yard and went out of bounds five yeah. yards behind. Right. So
yeah. In his example, it was third down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if it stays behind, then A could potentially get a new series. But if it's third down and it goes beyond, then somebody's getting a new series. All right.
And that's something that we'll touch on here in a little while, too.
Yep. Yep. So my couple of examples on this one, A punts and the ball goes beyond the neutral zone, like we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these we just talked about. Yep. Goes beyond the neutral zone. Then the team in legal possession is going to get the ball and get a new series. So if A punts it and B muffs it, and then A recovers it beyond, then A's going to get a new series because mm-hmm. they'll be in legal possession at that time.
Right.
But if it goes untouched and A jumps on it, A's not in legal possession,
right?
So A won't get a new set of downs. B actually gets a new set of downs in that case.
So the legal possession term is important.
Very, yep, very important.
And that's something that you can really utilize in paper tests
mm-hmm.
and questions of this can help you get in the right direction when you can't see it on the field. Ask yourself, well, who's in legal possession of the ball? And that's a good phrase to always remember.
Correct. And then a field goal is the same as a punt, essentially, right? If you kick a field goal that goes beyond the neutral zone, right, then somebody, whoever's in legal possession at the end of that down,
mm-hmm.
same thing applies. They get a new set of series.
Yep.
Field goal goes beyond. B muffs it. A recovers it. Same rule applies, mm-hmm. right? He's in legal possession. They are going to get a new series.
Yes.
So don't let the field goal versus punt thing mm-hmm. throw you off when it comes to a series of downs.
And just to touch on that real quick is field goal attempts. I try to keep it simple this way. As soon as B touches it.
Yeah.
Then just take it back to scrimmage. Take it back to a punt.
Right.
And basically this is what it is.
Yeah.
So anytime it's touched by B beyond. Now we go right back to scrimmage kick rules. We go out of rule 8
mm-hmm.
and back into rule 6,
right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it the same way now. If it's a field goal and then B touches it beyond, the same thing. Then I flip back to scrimmage kick rules.
Right.
So.
Yep.
then yeah. So
yep,
that makes it simple in my brain at least.
Yeah, in mine as well.
All right. So number three is under this this paragraph. If an accepted penalty awards the ball to the offended team.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that's self-explanatory. Uh-huh. If the penalty is going to award the ball to the offended team, I'm trying to think of an example of one.
Yeah.
But I can come up with one, but I'm sure one of our listeners will help out with that.
Yes.
Then, obviously, they're going to get a new set of downs.
That's interesting, that comment.
Yeah.
That verbiage.
Yeah, yeah. But particularly that they're awarding
right.
the offended team the ball as opposed to a turnover on downs, like you lose, like, you know what I'm saying?
There's okay, I got an idea.
Yeah, what you get?
If an accepted penalty awards the ball to the offended team. So here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth down and four at mm-hmm. the 50.
Yep.
The punter scrambles and runs.
Yep.
And kicks it at the B48.
Yes, this is the one I'm thinking of, but
I mean that's the only thing I can think of. It's awarded. It's an accepted penalty that we are going because it includes the loss of down.
Yeah,
I don't know how that ties together awarding it to B, but
yeah. So I don't know that the language is right. messing me up just because right. it your loss of so if it was third down, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't award the
right.
ball.
No, it's true.
Loss of down.
Right. Yep. You're right.
And
that's right.
And so. The awarding of it is the part that's throwing me off.
I agree.
So hopefully somebody could chime in with that. With an example for that. You guys have done it in the past.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Come on.
and then the last one here is if an accepted penalty mandates a first down. Down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's obviously.
All of Rule 9.
All of Rule 9. Well, most of it.
And then, I shouldn't say all. I hate that word.
With automatic first down. So
yep.
That gives you a new series.
Okay.
All right. And then kind of the last section here. No, I shouldn't say section. The last kind of
paragraph.
Paragraph. That's what we're going to call it?
That's what I'm going to call it.
And 5.1.1 is a new series shall be awarded to Team B
mm-hmm.
whenever Team B, after a scrimmage kick, elects to take the ball at the spot of illegal touching.
Okay.
And the exception is if the down is repeated.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just to say if they choose the illegal touching spot, they're going to get a new series from there. Right.
Yep.
So pretty self-explanatory.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to move to 5.1.2.
Yes.
And that is line to gain.
Yes, very.
The chains, baby.
Yes, also known as first down.
First down. There it is. Okay, so 5.1.2a says this. It says a line to gain for a series shall be established 10 yards in advance of the most forward point of the ball.
Yes.
But if this line is the opponent's end zone, the goal line becomes the line to gain. Okay?
Yes.
So when we have goal to go, we're not going to get any first down, but we're going to have a touchdown.
Right.
But that is our line to gain. So I was thinking about that the other day and trying to come up with an example to where we can give the team in possession, or I'm just going to read it. Here we go.
Go. Yeah.
Fourth and goal at the B8.
Yep.
Okay. This is going to come into one of our newer rules from the last couple of years. 8:22 runs to the goal line and dives.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the 8. So we got a side judge and a field judge on the goal line that don't always see forward progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is sometimes uncomfortable spots for some of us as we don't see these a lot. So the side judge rules touchdown. But the ball was loose on the ground and no player attempts to recover. And replay shows the ball was loose at the B1. So we have a ruled touchdown.
Yep.
Replay has indisputable video evidence as to as the player was reaching the ball over the goal line, the ball was loose prior to that at the 1. So now we have a fumble at the B1. And we had a signal for a touchdown. and we have a loose ball that nobody attempted to recover.
Okay.
So this drops us under, and it was fourth down.
Yep.
So, and the line to gain is the goal line. So we go back to 5-1. A series shall be awarded to Team B if Team A fails to reach the line to gain. So this rule and replay brings the ball back out to the fumble spot since we had a ruling of touchdown and the ball was still in the end zone and no player attempted to recover it. It's going to come back to the one. So Team B will be awarded a new series of downs, first and 10 from the B1 going out.
Yep.
Which will then turn to A1 when we have the ready for play and B turns to A and all that rule stuff. So that was one I wanted to touch on as far as the line to gain and the goal line and when how we can tie a couple other rules from 5-1 to this. That's what I came up with. So B, 5-1-2B says the line to gain is established, key phrase, when the ball is made ready for play. Another key phrase, before the first down of the new series. Okay, so I'm going to read that all in one consecutive read. The line to gain is established when the ball is made ready for play before the first down of the new series. Okay, so a couple of key phrases.
Yes.
First one is line to gain is established.
Yep.
And the other is ball made ready for play. So we need to know those two things. When do those occur and what do they mean? So why is it important to know when the line to gain is established and why? So the ball is made ready for play, it says in the definition, with the 25-second play clock, it's ready when the referee blows the ready for play, right? Yeah. We all know that. That's well, it's going to change in the Federation this year, but in years past, doop, okay? And with a 40-second play clock running, it's ready for play when the official places the ball at the hash mark or between the inbounds marks and steps away from his position. Okay, so if we have a substitution mechanic,
yep,
or if we don't have substitution mechanic and the umpire or the center judge has simply not moved yet, it's not ready for play by definition. Okay?
Yep.
So here's a couple examples. And you'll see these on test questions, I promise you. Right. Team A achieves a line to gain. Okay, we have a new series. It's going to be first and 10. Potentially.
Yes.
As the center judge or the umpire places the ball on the ground, but still over the ball, A76 from his huddle screams a demeaning comment towards the Team A huddle. So key phrase is the center judge umpire places the ball on the ground, but is still over the ball.
Yeah.
So what do we know from that?
That the ball is not ready for
play. Okay, so the ball is not ready for play.
Yep.
So that means that the line to gain is not established.
Correct.
At this point in time.
Yes.
And we have a dead ball foul by the offense during this period of time.
Yes.
So the question is, when we enforce this, is it first and 10 or is it first and 25? So in this moment of time, since we do not have a line to gain that is established yet, we will enforce this from the succeeding spot, wherever that's at, 15 yards back, and we will have a first and 10 from that spot.
Because the line of game will be established.
After the next ready for play.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, yeah.
Right. So here's another example that will take us to the other side of this.
Yep.
So the same exact example, Team A achieves a line to gain, and the center judge or the umpire places the ball on the ground as a CJ or the U is moving to their position. As he's releasing back, same player, A76, he's an angry guy, screams a demeaning comment towards the Team B huddle.
Correct.
So now we have another foul, but we have another segment of time. Because now that the official has moved to his position, the line to gain per definition has been established.
Right.
So we know where that's at. So now we enforce this from the succeeding spot where that is, 15 yards. And now we're going to have a first down and 25 yards to gain a new line to gain. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
Okay.
No, this is, and there's a couple of questions as well where you're at you know, you have goal to goal, and then all of a sudden you go back, and now you're at, you know, first and 10 or whatever. So knowing when to establish that line again, set, you know, it's that moment in time when the ball is ready for play.
So. Yes, and so I want to I want to add another point to this, because this was a long discussion we had at a clinic camp, academy, whatever, recently, and it's a good argument. I like the argument, but I don't see the rule support to it. So I'm gonna just talk about it so everybody can chew on it and send us your thoughts. So I just read you the definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Ball on the ground. And the official moving to position.
Correct.
That, by definition, is ready for play, and the line of game is established. Some people are making the argument that if the since we had a new line of game, the play clock or the game clock is stopped, right, and we're going to wind, the referee will wind on the referee's normal mechanic of when he does it. Every referee, I mean, we try to be the same.
Yeah.
But depending on where the ball is, you know, whatever. So some people are saying, if the question doesn't tell me that the referee has wound the game clock, that it's not ready for play and the line gain is not established.
Yeah.
My argument was, well, show me where that is in the book.
Yeah.
So I don't know that answer to that.
Well, I mean, there's two parts of the ready for play. One is the ball is down in the umpire, center judge moves away from the position, and the other part is the referee's signal starting the ready for play. So,
But what my point is, and I agree with you, because with the 25-second play clock running, or not running, that's when it says the referee sets the ready for play signal.
Right.
But with a 40-second play clock running,
it says
the referee winding the clock is not a part of the ready for play signal. It's just starting the game clock.
Right.
So there was that. So I wanted to just bring that out there for everybody to talk about.
That's a good point, because, it's a great point.
So
I
chew on that one.
I'm leaning toward your thinking as well.
But it's a good one to talk about.
So, yeah, just because the verbiage.
Right.
Because
the argument would be if the official, the umpire, the center judge moves, and the referee maybe he's busy. I don't know. He hasn't wound the clock yet.
Yeah.
And the teammate rushes up there and snaps it without the clock running.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of the example of, well, is it ready? You know, so just think about that. Talk about that amongst your groups and let us know what you think on different aspects, or maybe add some layers to that and see what you come up with.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep, that's what it's all about, is some of these conversations.
Yep.
So I'm going to move on to Article 3, which is around forward progress. And I'm just going to read A. It says, the most forward point of the ball when declared dead between the end line shall be the determining point in measuring distance gained or lost by either team during any down.
Okay.
Okay. And then it has two exceptions. The first one, so, I mean, that one, you know, it's the forward point of the ball that determines basically the, forward progress.
Right.
And we're going to use that to do any measurements.
Okay.
In regards to gaining a new line of game.
Okay.
So, excuse me, to making the line of game and getting a new series.
New series.
So, there's two exceptions to this, though.
Yeah.
The first one is 8-5-1, which is safety.
Yep.
And so the reason we can't use the front of the ball to measure is because the rule in safety says the entire ball has to be out of the end zone for it not to be a safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the front of the ball is partially in the field of play and the back of the ball is still on the goal line, then it's going to be a safety, you know, if we're coming out.
Sure.
And so that's why this exception is there.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense. If you, for measurement purposes. The next one, I'm going to read this exception. This one's around an airborne receiver. And it says, when an airborne pass receiver of either team completes a catch inbounds after an opponent has driven him backward,
uh-huh,
and the ball is declared dead at the spot of the catch. The forward progress is where the player received the ball. Okay?
Yep.
And so I'm going to break this down a little bit. So it's got to be an airborne receiver,
yep,
pass receiver.
Yep.
completes a catch inbounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it says after an opponent has driven him backwards,
mm-hmm,
and the ball is declared dead at the spot of the catch.
Okay.
So the spot to have a catch, you have to be touching the ground.
Right. That's one of the aspects.
Yeah, and control the ball and all of that stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so an example of that is that I try to. I mean, we've seen before. I've heard before. A receiver is in the end zone,
mm-hmm,
like 2 yards in the end zone. He jumps up. He's in the air. He controls the ball with his hands while he's airborne. And then he gets hit. He gets hit by a defender, and he lands in the field of play, let's say at the 1 or 2 yard line,
yep,
and he's declared dead at that point. So yes, he lands on his knees, on his back, or something like that, mm-hmm, or goes to the ground. If all of that happens and he completes the catch after all of that, then we're going to give him forward progress, which was in the end zone.
Yep.
And it'll be a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Same play though, and he lands on his feet,
mm-hmm,
and then, you know, maybe takes a step. He completes the catch on his feet, basically. Then we do not give him forward progress, right?
Yeah, that's so. You just opened up a window to my mind.
Yeah.
Reading this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this was the two examples. I'm glad you put together, because those are the examples that I always think about.
Yep.
Of when to award a touchdown and when to not.
Yeah.
And so when you read this rule and I heard it in my headphone,
uh-huh,
and you and you said this, I mean, I've read this 100 times, but it really clicked to simplify touchdown or not.
Yeah.
The forward progress is where the not that spot. It's driven him backward and the ball is declared dead at the spot of the catch.
Yes.
So that phrase right there simplifies it.
Right.
So, but you could potentially still land on your feet if you're then all fall down,
right,
or driven down to the ground.
That's correct.
Because then we would award the ball at the, or we would declare it dead at the spot of the catch, which is,
yes,
foot down, body part down,
yes,
and then rule dead.
Right. Yeah.
So
if he's, yeah, that's a great point. Spot of the, because we talk about catch, and if you were on the virtual officiating clinic, Brandon went over a bunch of catch rules. And then so if you're going to the ground, so you can land on your feet and be going to the ground.
Right.
You have to complete that whole
process, yep,
right, as you're going to the ground.
Yep.
But if you're if you land on your feet, you're not going to the ground and you complete the catch,
mm-hmm,
upright,
yep,
basically, then you don't get that forward progress.
Right.
In this.
Yeah, if you make another football move.
Yep.
Step. Ward off, hand, whatever those terms are, you can now enter another judgment area.
Yes.
Of that he is now a runner.
Yes.
Or ball carrier, and his forward progress now is on his own.
Correct.
So that's a great, this one I really like to talk about. It's always good.
Yeah. And then I was going to say, this applies to anywhere on the field. So we,
yes,
use the example of a touchdown, but if we were, I don't know, if the guy was,
right airborne, at the 50, right in the middle of the field. 50,
if he was beyond the line of game, just to make,
yes,
it easier.
Okay, yeah.
Airborne secures possession of the ball at the, excuse me, not possession, control of the ball.
Yep.
Because possession, we need to be on the ground.
Yep.
Secures control of the ball, airborne.
Yes.
Gets knocked backward and then is declared dead at the spot of the catch.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about spot of the catch. He's going to get that forward progress,
right,
again.
And these are great cross-field mechanics looks on video for,
yeah,
line of scrimmage officials.
Yep.
And these ones are the tight ones. Goal line, mm-hmm, you'll see from time to time, but these line to gainers, they're it's great work for line of scrimmage officials to really work with cross-field mechanics to get these ones right.
Yeah.
So.
The other thing I wanted to say about it,
uh-huh,
this applies to both offense and defense.
Yes. Yeah. Good point.
Except, I shouldn't say except. You got to make sure the defenders
which way they're going.
Right direction.
Yes.
And so here's one play example that we've
I'm heard. Glad. You know, Rolf, I'm going to stop you. This, because now we're coming back. Yeah. Last year, in season one, I says, come back to me on that. I want to bring up a point. And this is the exact point.
Yeah.
So okay. We're coming back a year later. Sorry.
So say the first play I went over.
Yes.
The defender is in the end zone. He jumps. He intercepts. Well, he secures control of the ball while he's airborne.
Yes.
In the air.
Yes.
He gets pushed into the field of play.
Yes.
And he completes the catch while grounded.
Mm-hmm.
While grounded.
Yep.
Right. Well, his direction is going the way you just pushed him.
Right.
And so progress is
that's forward progress.
Where he's going.
Yeah, right.
Not where he came from. So
we're not awarding touchback.
So do not award.
We're going to have a bee's football at the one or two or wherever it's declared dead.
Exactly.
That was the point I wanted you to come back to a long time ago. You're
on the field, it'll probably make look more weird. Sense.
Yes, yeah.
I think, but on a test question, you're like, oh, I kind of...
You got another player.
This sounds like, you know, what they were talking about.
Yes.
But make sure the person is going in the correct direction.
The correct direction. Great point. So, great point.
Okay. And then just real quick, these last two points in forward progress. Questionable distance for a first down should be measured without request. Unnecessary measurements to determine first down shall not be granted. Mm-hmm. No request for a measurement shall be granted after the ball is ready for play.
That's a key point.
So
when they're asking, I want a measurement. I want a measurement. Well, I mean, technically, they could call a timeout.
Yeah.
And request one, but with the clock running and they're ready for play.
Yeah.
Nah, we're not.
Yep. So
okay, good one. So this is exactly why we broke 5-1 into two. Or rule five into 2 seconds because this is longer than even how short it is.
It is.
So the last portion of 5-1-4, which is continuity of downs.
Yeah, we'll just
probably just blast through that a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. Let's just.
So I'll read the first four.
Sure.
And they're like again, they're pretty self-explanatory, but I might add something to it. So team possession of the
one quick.
Sorry.
I mean continuity of downs. Hopefully, is self-explanatory.
Yes.
Right. Downs.
I'll explain
go
it real
one,
quick.
One, two, three, four. Right. That's. The order of, well, if we break that continuity, that means
you go from second down to
first.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Exactly.
I guess potentially you could go any breaking of that that normal order is the continuity of downs. Okay, go.
Okay, so team possession of the ball changes during a down. We've touched on that already.
Yeah.
Team B gets a new possession. Team B gets possession even if Team A regains possession. Now, what did I write that down for?
Team B gets possession even if Team A regains possession. Team possession.
I think I'm talking overtime.
Yeah, this got to be. Yeah, this has to be overtime.
I was thinking overtime because of in normal aspects, team possession of the ball changes during a down. That always continuity always downs. Continuity of downs is always broken following a team possession changes.
Yes.
So if Team A regains possession again after ABA, like we talked about, we're still continuity of downs always changes no matter how many possession changes we get.
Yeah.
Unless we have a replay of the down.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry for that long-winded. That was kind of, I confused myself, and that happens from time to time. Okay. So B says, a scrimmage kick crosses the neutral zone. So I wrote this, as soon as a scrimmage kick crosses the neutral zone, and what that means is touching the ground, a player or an official, that's by definition crossing, no matter what happens, I like Dwayne always says this, someone's getting a new series.
Right.
Again, unless the down is repeated.
Correct.
Okay. And then a kick goes out of bounds, and we touched on this, unless it does not cross, unless it's behind the neutral zone. That would be one exception. A kick comes to rest and no player attempts to secure it.
Right. There's that rule.
I'd like to maybe think about that if if that was third down behind the neutral zone and everybody runs away from it. That's kind of one that I've never talked about.
Yeah.
Think about that. Let's see. And then the last one for me is at the end of the down, team A has earned a first down. I mean, that's
right.
Pretty normal stuff.
If it's second down, they're going to get first down.
Yes.
So, no.
It's just the continuity of downs. That's what we're talking about. Continuity of downs.
That's all this is. So next, I'll take the last few.
Okay.
After fourth down, team A has failed to earn a first down. So again, this is the turnover on down scenario that we talked about before. An accepted penalty mandates a first down. So if it's third down and there's an automatic first down, we're not going to go to fourth down. No, we're going to just skip and start all over. So continuity is broken.
Okay.
There's a score. Okay, duh, because no matter what down it is, if there's a score, we're going to go do what we need to do.
Yes.
And eventually we'll start a new set of downs.
Mm-hmm.
A touchback is awarded to either team. Similar thing, right?
Yes.
Then somebody's getting a new set of downs. And then the second period ends, right? Doesn't matter which down it is.
Right.
If the second period ends, it's just going to end and we're done with those downs.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like the first period ending.
Right.
If it's second down, then we're going to go to the second period and still going to be second down, right? Or something like that, right?
Or third down or whatever, or whatever the case may be.
And then the same thing, fourth period ends. So.
And all of those, realistically, again, you can always add unless the down is repeated. That should be a default in all of these. You know, if we're going to replay something, that's the obvious part. So that's what we have for today.
Yeah, and that's just the first part of the
page and a half.
First section. Yeah, first page and a half of the large three-page
rule. Rule five.
Exactly. One thing I want to mention, the CFO test is open.
Yes.
Right, finally.
Yep.
And it's a beast.
It's a doozy.
It's a beast. So
make sure you got some water. Stay hydrated.
Yeah. It takes a while to get through it. Don't want to pull up.
Cramp up. I was on the couch and my calf started cramping up. I was like, oh, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it was a good test.
Good, challenging test. So, so just be ready.
Yep. And if you're in the COC,
you might recognize
some. So, it's a good test, good challenge.
Yeah.
So it's good to see those. That's for sure. And as Rogers Redding put on the homepage of the CFO website, challenges everybody out there to get a 90% or higher.
Yeah.
It's a good test. So, take your time.
Take your time.
Take your break.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Dwayne, have a good 4th.
Yes, you too.
And come home with, as everybody always says, all your fingers and your toes. I'm just an observer when it comes to fireworks. I like to watch.
And, me too.
Stay away from the old lighters and matches and punks and all that stuff. So, okay, D.
All right, man.
We'll talk again soon.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.